This is Science in the News in VOA Special English. I'm Steve Ember.
And I'm Barbara Klein. This week, we will tell about a plan to stop the disease malaria in Africa by 2015. We will also tell about a change of leadership at America's National Institutes of Health. And we will tell about an insect suspected of influencing weather conditions in the Rocky Mountains.
Governments, businesses, and other groups have promised to add $3 billion to the fight against malaria. The promises came last month at a meeting at the United Nations in New York. The money will support a new Global Malaria Action Plan. The plan aims to stop the disease in Africa by 2015. Malaria is not limited to Africa, yet 90% of deaths happen south of the Sahara. British Prime Minister Gordon Brown says the plan will not only support bed nets, but research, cutting drug costs, and expanding healthcare systems.
Governments and international groups spent $1 billion on malaria programs last year. But the Rollback Malaria Partnership says the world should spend more than five times that amount. It says doing so could save 4 million lives by 2015. The partnership includes UN agencies, the World Bank, and leading drug makers. Last month, the World Health Organization released its World Malaria Report for 2008. The report presented sharply lower estimates of malaria cases than in the past. Officials say the corrections were mostly the result of better methods of collecting information.
Until now, the WHO has said there were as many as 500 million infections every year, with a million deaths. The new report estimates the number of malaria cases in 2006 at about 250 million, and it estimates the number of deaths at 881,000. The great majority who die are young children. The WHO says the old numbers came from using malaria maps from the 1960s. But changes have taken place, including the movement of people to cities, especially in Asia. The disease is less common in cities and towns.
The report says malaria deaths have decreased in several countries, and a few African nations have reduced deaths by half. Yet the malaria drugs needed for what is known as artemisinin-based combination therapy reached only 3% of African children in need. In the last 2 years, there have been greatly increased efforts to provide families with bed nets. These nets are treated with insecticide products to kill the mosquitoes that spread malaria. Campaigns for indoor spraying of insecticides in homes have also increased in Africa and other areas.
The director of the National Institutes of Health will resign at the end of this month. Dr. Elias Zerhouni has led the organization for more than 6 years. The NIH is the United States government's medical research agency. The research is done at its headquarters in Maryland, in other states, and around the world. About 18,000 people work for the agency. It has 27 centers and other institutes. They include the National Cancer Institute and the National Institute of Mental Health. Dr. Zahuni says he plans to write about his time at the NIH before he accepts another position. During his first 2 years as director, the organization had strong financial support. But after that time, Congress did not increase the budget by very much.
Some scientists have praised Dr. Zahuni for creating a plan known as the NIH Roadmap. The goal of the plan is to speed up creation of medical treatments and devices from scientific discoveries. This is to be done by getting researchers from different specialties to cooperate. In addition, Dr. Zahuni is known for banning NIH researchers from serving as paid consultants or advisors to drug manufacturers and chemical companies. Dr. Zahuni announced the ban in 2005. He acted after lawmakers investigated scientists who also worked for private companies while still employed at the NIH. These employees received additional payment as consultants or members of boards of directors.
Elias Zahuni and his wife moved to the United States from Algeria in 1975. At the time, they had very little money and no family or friends in America. But he had completed medical school at the University of Algiers. He began his graduate school training as a doctor at Johns Hopkins University School of Medicine in Baltimore, Maryland. Later, Dr. Zahuni held increasingly important medical positions at the school. Before his appointment to the NIH, he was chief of radiology at the university's hospital. Radiology uses X-rays and other methods to find and treat medical problems. Dr. Zahuni also established or helped establish medical companies. One of the companies produced a device that lets magnetic resonance imaging tests be done in places other than hospitals.
President Bush chose Dr. Zahuni to lead the NIH 8 years ago. The president made the appointment after limiting federal financing of research on stem cells from human embryos. Stem cells can grow into any one of the body's cells. Scientists say such cells have the possibility of treating diseases like cancer and Parkinson's disease. Last year, the doctor told the Congress he thought the limits were interfering with progress in research. Dr. Zahuni said his resignation would let the new American president choose his own director of the NIH. The presidential election is 2 weeks from now.
Finally, scientists are attempting to learn whether a tree-killing insect can have an effect on weather conditions and air quality. The mountain pine beetle is a threat to forests in the western United States. The beetles invade pine trees to mate and leave their eggs. A tree will produce a sticky substance in an effort to defend itself against the beetles. In some cases, however, the insects are able to enter the tree. The beetle larvae then feed off the tree as they develop under the tree's bark or protective cover. The larvae rob the tree of its nutrients as they feed. It takes 1 year for the larvae to develop and become adult beetles. In that time, the tree is so weakened that it dies.
The mountain pine beetle has killed large numbers of pine trees. But that might not be the only effect of the insect. American scientists are leading an international project to study how the large tree kills affect weather conditions. The scientists work at the National Center for Atmospheric Research in Boulder, Colorado. The project is called BEACHON. That is short for Biohydroatmosphere Interactions of Energy, Aerosols, Carbon, H2O, Organics, and Nitrogen.
Earlier studies have suggested that beetles killing trees can result in temporary increases in temperature. The scientists say this is partly because the lost trees do not throw the sun's heat back into space. Scientists also believe that beetle attacks cause trees to release more particles and chemicals in the atmosphere as they fight the insects. This makes air quality worse, and at least temporarily increases levels of ground-level ozone. This affects both nearby air quality and temperatures.
The BEACHON project is expected to last 4 years. It will cover an area extending from southern Wyoming to northern New Mexico. Scientists say they will use aircraft, instruments on the ground and above the trees to study relationships between Earth and its atmosphere. Scientists will be able to gather information about cloud formation, climate change, and movement of gases and particles between the ground and the atmosphere. Plants release gases like water vapor and tiny particles that influence the atmosphere. The scientists say the exchange of gases and particles between the ground and the atmosphere is especially important in dry areas, such as the western United States.
This Science in the News program was written by Brianna Blake, Geraldine Watson, and Katie Weaver. Brianna Blake was also our producer. I'm Steve Ember.
And I'm Barbara Klein. Read and listen to our programs at voaspecialenglish.com. Join us again at this time next week for more news about science in Special English on the Voice of America.